Okay, is there any comments or questions? Yes. Yes, we gave a physical example. We gave a physical example that if you hold a 5 pounds weight or 10 pounds weight for some time, you will develop the strength to maintain that in due course of time that becomes nothing. And you continue to practice. You go to 20, you go to 50, so you become a heavyweight, world heavyweight champion. Either as a wrestler or as a boxer, it's by practice. Practice. In the same way, if we resist the dictation of our senses, the senses is telling us, go for it, said no. We mentioned in the beginning that for us to have this strength, our sadness will be very, very strong. We should have a strong foundation. A strong foundation to be able to resist all our the temptations we have to meet with every day. Our sadness will be very, very strong. We have to read nicely. We have to hear very nicely. We can serve very nicely. We will develop resistance. Every day. It requires inner strength. I will give an example of Ramanuja Acharya. He was eating only 4 chapati because before he became a wealthy devotee. And he never exploited that situation. He never exploited it. Well, I was eating 4 chapatis before because they were nothing. But now I have, so I can eat 20 now. He didn't do that. He resisted that. Although the mind will say that, now you have disciples now, you have all these facilities, look at this. And I'm not a struggling man again. Say, why are you still fasting? Eat. But he never do that. He was still eating his 4 chapatis. Another example is Sudama Brahmana. The friend of Lord Krishna and Dwarka went to see Krishna and Dwarka. He was really very, very, very poor. Very, very poor, materially speaking, before he met Lord Krishna. When he met Lord Krishna and became an opulent devotee, he has everything, happy mansion with servants. He maintained his stand as a perfect Brahmana. He never ate more than what he was eating before. The same like Ramanuja Acharya. Never. Why? Their foundation of Krishna consciousness is very strong. Therefore, they can resist anything. Somebody insult them, it's okay. Somebody glorify them, it's okay. It requires heavy amount of purity. And the purity comes from strong sadhana. Resistance, purity. Say we should try to be pure, pure Christian consciousness, pure devotional service. They didn't explore their situation. Why were they able to maintain that stand? It's the foundation of their Christian consciousness was strong. How did they get there? Strong sadhana, the simplicity of heart, with sincerity of heart, and they were very straightforward in their relationship with the spiritual master. Therefore, they got the blessings to resist all the dictations of the senses. We cannot come to this level if we maintain our stability to resist all the dictations of our senses. If our foundation is not strong. So there is a saying that if you dress a dog like a king and put him on the throne, if you want to know he's a dog or he's a king, he threw a bone to him. As soon as he sees the bone, if it's a dog, he will jump down from the throne and go for the bone. But if he's actually a king, he will remain there. He will remain sitting on the throne. So Prabhupada said here, that is the proof of a Christian conscious man. What is the proof? That all the objects for sanctification is available. But he does not go for them. Because he already removed his mind from them. His interest is not there. In other words, what is a Christian consciousness to make us holy, so pure that we'll be able to know exactly what to do at a given time. Otherwise, it is really, really, really risky. That we have seen in the world. That so many great personalities came down. Why? Because they were thinking, I have all these facilities, what to do with them? All the facilities are available. I work very hard, is it not? I work very hard to get these disciples, all these properties around. What are they for? It's for me. I'm the proprietor now, so enjoy them. If the foundation of our Christian consciousness is weak, we'll do that. We'll embarrass ourselves and embarrass everyone in the community. So, for us to develop this resistance, we should hear very nicely. We should chant very nicely. We should read very nicely. We should have knowledge. Why we shouldn't do certain things and why we should do certain things. We should have knowledge about this. If you don't have knowledge, we cannot maintain proper resistance. We have to know. To know, we must hear, must read, must study our scriptures very nicely, and we can understand. Yes. Does it make sense? All right. No, we cannot do our sinner very well and become a victim. It is not possible. It is not possible. It means that the sadhana is not strong to protect us. It is very, very strong to protect us, and it is protecting. I will tell you the truth. Devotees everywhere, either devotee or non-devotees, even in the secular world, any person who has problem, if you look at it very carefully, will see that devotees or whoever, maybe we will have problem only when we start deviating from the principles. That is when our problem begins. When we are deviating from the principle, that is where we are open to Maya, to be attacked. Nobody can keep the principle very nicely. Nobody can chant very nicely and hear very nicely and serve very nicely and have problem. That means Krishna consciousness is not working. No body. So sometimes we may be deceiving ourselves, thinking that, I'm a good devotee. I'm a good devotee. Without looking into the quality of what we are doing. So it is not possible for anyone to have a good sadhana, to be doing very nicely, and still fall victim. It is not possible. If we fall victim, that means that Krishna consciousness is not working. So any devotee who is sincerely trying his best or her best, and he say having problem, means that he's not trying. Maybe physically doing that, but the mind is not doing. So we should check ourselves. Lord Krishna said that in Bhagavad Gita. What did Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Very nice. It's one of my favorite verses. Bhagavad Gita. It's very, very nice. All of us should. We should memorize this verse. Very nice. I like it. Very good. Every devotee should memorize this verse. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 40. Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Parata naiveha namutra vinasasta savidyate ahi kalyana krikaschit durgatim tata gachati. Ahi kalyana krikaschit. Vinasastasya vidyate. Yes. What is that? Parata naiveha namutra. This question says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O son of Preta, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, can never be overcome by evil. You understand? One who does good, yes, 640. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. We have never seen that darkness and light stays together in one place. We have never seen. Is it not? We have never seen darkness and light staying together in one room. The Supreme Personality of God has said, have you seen it? Saraprita, a transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities, does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil. Parata naivehana mudra vinasatasya vidyati nahi kalena krit kaschit drugatim tata gachati. Is it not true? And Prabhupada quoted Narada Muni in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, text 15. Tyaktva swadharamam charanam bhujam hari pajan ampakvata pate tatu yadi jatra kwa babadram abud amusha kip ko varatha aptu bhajatam swadharmata. If someone gives up all material prospect and takes complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no loss or degradation in anywhere. Now the Buddha is speaking, he said, there is nowhere. On the other hand,
A non-devotee may fully engage in his occupational duties and yet not gain anything. All right. We have to use our intelligence. So a devotee has decided, okay, this coming Ekadasi, I'm going to chant 64 rounds. Or for this time I'm on holiday, or I'm on vacation, or some weekend I'm free. So I have decided and planned that for 2 days, or 3 days, or 4 days, whatever, maybe according to me, we have already planned it. For these few days, I'm going to chant 64 rounds. That we should do. It is wonderful, it is very powerful. If we are doing it attentively for the purpose of strengthening our Christian consciousness, it's very wonderful. A devotee shouldn't do anything if it is not going to increase our desire to serve Krishna more or better. A devotee should not do anything if it is not to improve the quality of our Christian conscious life. Or a devotee should not do anything which is not going to give Krishna pleasure. So everything a devotee does is for the purpose of pleasing Lord Krishna, making Lord Krishna happy and satisfied. Therefore, we arrange for these things to do chanting 64 rounds or Jap retreat. It is all very wonderful. So if I'm going to chant 64 rounds, it does not mean that now I should abandon my service of cooking for the deity. I should starve the deity so I can chant 64 rounds. Then the purpose of chanting 64 is defeated. You cannot starve the Krishna to chant 64 rounds. We have to arrange ourselves perfectly. So we have to use our intelligence. We should arrange ourselves perfectly that we do what we want to do. The austerity which we want to do, it is our personal extra effort we are making in Christian consciousness. It should not interfere with the standard service we have to do for the deities in the day. We cannot abandon the deity to go and chant 64 rounds. We cannot. We shouldn't. We should do our service very nicely, and it's an austerity. It's an austerity which we have desired to do. So it's an austerity. It means that some sacrifice has to be made. Therefore, I should sacrifice my sleep, I should sacrifice my eating to do that, while I will do the service I have to do for Lord Krishna. This is how we should do things perfectly. Not that today we're going to go for Harinam. And the devotees say, no, today I'm not going for Harinam. Or the two of us are going to go and do Harinam. Or two of us are going to go and do preaching. And on my own, I just decide today I'm not going to follow you. The same thing for two of us to do. To do that. And find our time to do the 64 I want to do when I chant. So we should do the right thing at the right time, the right purpose. Not doing the right thing for the wrong time. It is not good. The right thing for the wrong time, it is not good. Do the right thing the right time. It is good. Yes, that we should do. All right? Liberation means, liberation is, salvation is, I said they cannot be peaceful because they have separate desires. So they cannot be peaceful. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, asa, kalya, santa. The bhuktis, they cannot be satisfied, they cannot be peaceful. Muktis, they cannot be peaceful. And the Siddhis, they cannot be peaceful because all of them are selfish people. They are self-motivated. They have some desire which is separate from Krishna. That desire not to give Krishna pleasure. That desire is what they can get from Krishna. So they are not practicing resistance. They may practice sense restraint for their own selfish desires. That is not the purpose of resistance. Resistance means we are denying ourselves certain material pleasure because we know we want to use that time to give Krishna better facility for his pleasure. That is resistance, positive resistance. Otherwise, the karmis can also do the same thing. Karmis are performing a lot of austerity. They work in office from morning to night. They eat only one biscuit and a cup of tea. That is not resistance. They are selfish. The devotees practice resistance because they want to satisfy Krishna. Because the more pure we are, the better the service, the quality of our service, and the better satisfaction we will give to Krishna. So devotees want to deny themselves the material pleasure so that they can have opportunity to serve Lord Krishna. That is perfect resistance. By giving up a lower pleasure for higher pleasure. Conditions so we cannot please Krishna with our service because it is motivated, it is contaminated. Therefore, they are not peaceful. That's what we're saying. They're not peaceful and they cannot be peaceful. Only devotees are peaceful. Mahantaste samachita prasanta. Mahantas, the samachita prasanta. All right.